Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Spirit Walker Nicole is about to have a
allergy attack
once again on air.
It happens at 8 a.m. on Monday mornings.
Or you start to get that tickle in your cough.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either. I don't know.
Did you say that tickle in your cough?
Tickle in your cough. Right. It's a tickle which causes the cough. It is today. No. Just like your nickname's pencils. Okay? We'll just go with it. Welcome, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie. Obviously, spirit walker Nicole over here is trying not to sneeze once again. You are listening to Shades of Spirit. We are on number 2 of our series this month of manifesting. And we like to go about manifesting in different ways, which is something that I enjoy for us because we do vary the ways that we do it. We're never stuck in one particular modality because our energy shifts. And that's really what manifesting is all about, is tuning into the energy within ourselves and around us and connecting on that universal level. So with that being said, last week we went from trepidation, right?
That does last week seem like it was last year?
Oh my gosh. It really does.
I bet people listening can kind of relate to that too. I don't know what it is. The news, I don't know. Just all the things going on.
It's the holidays and, you know, my Amazon packages are not going to get here soon enough. So I've had to go into Walmart and look around for gifts this year, which is a little bit bizarre. Maybe I didn't plan ahead.
maybe
that was the point. But no, it's just because I think we're all gearing up for the end of 2020. Now, I did a lot of readings this weekend and a couple people had said to me, you know, this wasn't a bad year for me personally. They said, but I don't tell anybody that.
Nor should they.
And I said, I totally understand that because even though we're in the middle of this pandemic, which is obviously going to run us into a year. And, you know, for us here in the States, it's the election part of it and the politics part of it. And then we just kept getting hit with one thing after another. And, you know, people that we know losing their jobs during all of this. And I mean, the energy has just been so, you know, low as a collaborative that it's been hard to kind of pull ourselves up. But for those that have gone inward and have really worked on that manifesting kick, have really worked on themselves through this year, through this time, know that you're going to reap those rewards come the first of the year. Like it's going to all start flowing in for you. And those of us that need a little bit of that boost, that's why we're doing that this month, is because what better month to close off 2020 than right now? Anybody else feeling a bit weird? I'd love a show of hands right now. We are in a full moon solar eclipse today. So if you guys are like, what the heck has been going on this weekend? And you're feeling off kilter, off balance. We're going to have King Tides here in San Diego. So if that doesn't tell you that the energy within the universe, the planet alignment is affecting the ocean, you know that's affecting you. So be a little bit more gentle on yourself today. Understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And that way we can clear some of that energy out and move into a really prosperous abundance financially, you know, within our just being in that love state, just drawing things to us for 2021. So this is a really good day to actually release a lot of stuff. So I hope you guys are ready.
I can't wait till this year's over though. I cannot wait. Like, I know it's probably not going to be that much different in January, but I don't care. Like, I just want to not.
You want to write 2021 on your calendar,
yes.
on your checks. Who writes checks anymore either?
I don't know, Grandma. Let me know.
Well, everybody. Well, pencils. Let's see. So let's now shift, right?
We're going to actually talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
I don't know. I'm having a good time today. It's just kind of an off-the-cuff type of day. It's because I'm going to blame it on the solar eclipse. That's what I'm going to blame it on. Let's shift from that trepidation to inspiration last week. That's about letting go, right? That's about releasing control. It's about allowing yourself to be in that space and be okay with releasing some of this energy that we hold in. But now let's put ourselves into the perception mode, moving into inspiration, right? So I want you, first of all, we titled the show Miracles, right? Everyday Miracles for Manifesting. But sometimes that word miracle, people think has to be big.
Well, it's funny because I think it's one of those words that you think you know kind of what it is, but then it means something different. It's the same word, but it means something different to every single person. They all have a different scale of what it means. Yeah. Is it large? Is it small? Is it real? Is it not? Like, it's so many. And that's why I'm like, here's this little tiny word, and it covers so much ground. The definition of it, if you go to, is it Webster still? Is Webster still a thing?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Well, I Googled it.
So from the Google. All right.
Reliable source.
Is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency.
I loved that. I loved that.
Who
part.
Works at the divine agency? I want an application.
I think you might want to wait till after.
Oh
yeah.
Divine agency. That's pretty badass.
That's us higher powers. Those are those angelic moments to where, you know, I was reading articles of a family that was hit in a car accident. It was a drunk driver, and it was a woman and her three kids. No one should have walked away from this accident at all. And when the rescue team, the fire department came in to help them get out of the car, they were actually blown away. It was minor bumps and scratches. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of you who are out there, first responders, ER doctors, nurses, you've had these stories where you look at this family or you look at this person, you think it is a freaking miracle that you're walking out of this wreck, this accident. And the kids were young enough to still be very open to the divine agency, if you will. And they were asking their mom and they were asking the doctors, like, who were the big people? Who were the big people around us? Who was giving me a hug when that happened? It gives me the chills to a core level. Like, I actually sat there for a few minutes like, holy cow, these kids were protected by that divine agency. That's what we consider miracles. But then there's other definitions of it that we can use in our everyday life.
Yeah. I mean, again, so like, people can say it doesn't have to be this. I mean, that's an amazing example, but that's a pretty big thing.
Yep.
But there's sometimes like people you'll hear like, it's a miracle that I didn't burn dinner in the middle of my chaotic day, or it's a miracle I got a shower before I fell unconscious asleep because I was so exhausted that day. So like, some people will use it in that context, and other people will save it for actual events like you were talking about. And that's what I like about it. It just means something, but until you really start thinking about what it means and what it means to you, mm-hmm. and then kind of thinking about, do I experience miracles? Like, is being able to see that sunset after a tough day, is that in my definition of a miracle, you know? And it's kind of it's the way you perceive it. And it's the way that you either look at things that could be a miracle, or maybe sort of change your way of thinking to move towards that and start appreciating the little miracles. Like, even just like you said, the king tides were coming in, you know, maybe if you are able, I don't know, sneak down to the beach, maybe watch some of these waves, and then you can feel that energy. Mm-hmm. And you can also realize how small we are in the grand scheme of things when you look out into that ocean.
And it is a miracle in itself of just watching that ocean, feeling that energy to be able to get out there. I know that I think that I'm going to actually go and look at the king tides today. I think that would be great just energetically for me. I've been in the house all weekend working, which I love doing, but I need to be able to go out and connect and finding that little piece of a miracle within the day. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I pulled the car keys out of my jeans pocket as the washing machine was filling up because I could not find them, and then it dawned on me, I was like, that is a miracle that I was able to find that. I might have had the divine agency helping me, but it was an absolute miracle. So when we shift our perception of what a miracle is, we can start to use that energy to inspire us. And that's what we want to do. We want to move into that inspiration mode, which then leads us to creating those new and tangible intentions, right? And our intentions are leading us to the manifestation process. I'll be able to get words out today. It's fine. I'm having a little bit. I don't smell burnt toast, so it's okay. But last week, you know, moving from the trepidation to inspiration, I want you guys to take this week as week two. Take this as a new week. Take this as a fresh start for what you want to create within your life. We're going to give you tools after the break on how to move into that space of perception, tap into the everyday miracles that you can relate to, and allowing ourselves to finish relinquishing that anxiety and fear around manifesting, because you are absolutely worth it. So I want you guys to think about this before we go to break. And I absolutely love this quote that I heard just on TV. I had it going yesterday afternoon as I was just kind of decompressing. And it was, searching for oneself is a journey for a lifetime. Life is what happens in between. Hmm. And I actually paused it and rewound it several times to really
was
absorb
it on the crown?
That.
I need to know, was it on
it
the
It wasn't
crown?
On the crown. It was on Warrior Nun. Okay. I don't know. Look, it's mundane
very
things for me.
Taste
I don't
we
watch
have.
A lot of TV anyway. So I just kind of had it on the background, but think about that. Searching for oneself is a journey for a lifetime. Life is what's happening in between. Life are the in-between moments. That is the everyday miracles. That's acknowledging that. That's putting the intentions out. That's the manifestation process. You guys check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, to sign up for our Release and Intentions workshop. We have a few spots left for this evening's workshop, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, you guys, we are doing a bracelet sale of our bracelet line and raffle. I'll talk more about that as well when we get back from break. But these beautiful bracelets, this side is Spirit Walker Nicole's angel line. She's got more colors and stuff. I don't have them at the moment. We've got chakra bracelets and different protection bracelets as well. We want to thank LaShawn from Luminous Path of Love for creating these and making these for us for our line. But check out those couple of things, and we will see you right after this break.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name. Tap the subscribe button and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping-pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Pencils.
Pencils.
Pencils. Nope. We were talking about how I like pencils better than pens.
Yeah, I'm sure they're riveted by that Monday morning
chat that we're doing here. We are talking about the second series of manifesting. It's about creating what you want. No,
you're not the boss.
Could you move this way a little bit, though?
Oh, my God.
I'd like to see your shiny face, please. No. Thank you so much. But we're talking about moving out of trepidation, moving into inspiration, moving into manifesting. These are steps that we do take in order to get there. It's stuff that we have learned. It's stuff that works for us. You can also call in at 1-800, hold on, let me look down there, 930-2819. I'll get this memorized soon, I promise.
No, you won't.
If you would like, I have a couple different decks today that we're using. I do like Gabby Bernstein, so we're using her Universe Has Your Back, the Super Attractor deck. And because of the full moon and the eclipse, obviously moonology, if you guys are looking for some direction on how to kind of start or validate ideas and stuff that you've been putting out in the universe, or just want to start from somewhere, we can do those. If you are also on our Facebook page or Transformation Talk Radio's page, let us know that you want a card and we will get those for you as well. So with that being said, the second step of this is we've realized now that everyday miracles happen on a regular basis. It's just acknowledging them, giving them that title. So our words are so powerful. And I know you've heard us say it. I know you've heard other people say it, but they really are. Our words will create our reality. Our conscious mind will take those words and run with it. And our subconscious goes with the flow. So when we can shift the way that we say things, the power words that we put into place of words that aren't. So everyday miracles, that's why we titled it this way, is because it's about being bigger than life. It's about experience thing. And so, yeah, the everyday miracle might be the fact that you got out of bed this morning, right? And you're like, I cannot believe that the alarm went off and I bounced right back out. I had such a long day yesterday. I had this going on. I got this going on. Take those as wins. Take those as moments where you can raise that energy vibration to get to the level you want to be at to attract what you want. So when I was going through this and I was kind of talking to my spirit team, because that's what we do when we write these shows, is we also connect with them. I was seeing a lot of things of like the 21-day manifesting challenge, or you'll see like the diet plans, right? Like, you know, 21-day, you know, diet, lose weight challenge or whatever. And my guides circle the word challenge, because I also do automatic writing as a medium. And they said, we're not using that word anymore. And I'm like, great, that makes me look like a hypocrite. Because we use that word in our sacred September challenge. Why don't we want to use the word challenge?
I think because it just brings about kind of a, I don't know, people don't want to be challenged necessarily. Maybe sometimes they do, oh, challenge yourself. But that never makes you go, oh, yeah, let me... especially with a year like this, I think people are just like, please, I do not need one more challenge in my life. So I think it's just it's the word use. It's kind of like, yeah, but it's like diet or, oh, taxes, challenge, like those kind of things you almost have a visceral reaction to. You're like, and it's not in a good way. So if you could learn how to kind of reframe it and change the way you think about it and change your perception, it really does make a difference.
It's putting up barriers. The word challenge, if you've ever been challenged on something, what goes up? Your walls first, right? Not many of us can stand directly in our power when we get challenged and fight right back. And if we do, we still hold on to that residual energy. And so when the next person comes to challenge us, we put our defenses up. And so that word starts to become, it's almost like that positive/negative word, because sometimes it motivates us, right? I'm not going to say that this is a bad word. If you find it extremely motivating, then by all means use it. But
so one of our viewers here is chiming in, and I like what she said. She said, this is Lee. She said, I've been a super negative person my entire life. The past few months, I've been changing how I do things. Instead of asking or saying I wish or hope, I start telling the universe what I will have or do. Then it does, which has helped break the negative life pattern. And it is. It's all about changing that self-talk and the way you talk to yourself and the way you talk to the universe.
That's exactly it. So when I was doing this, I went back and I said, okay, because you know what? We learn through what we do as well. We grow. I'm okay with saying, yeah, we said Sacred September Challenge because that's the verbiage that I knew. That's what I could relate to. But I also know that there are days where I did not do our challenge because I felt like if I didn't do it right, I would have messed it up. And so then it took me a couple of days to jump back into it and to make up those few days when I felt energetically ready. So I was already self-sabotaging myself just on the word challenge. But then again, like I said, some of you that may resonate, and by all means, use what resonates with you. But
do you think that's like a personality thing? Like when you say that, like you wanted to make sure you did it like the right way. Whereas like I did, I'm like, I don't care. Like I don't ever concern myself with whether it's necessarily like my best effort or I have to do it a certain way. I just jump and then.
Oh yeah. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any Virgos listening? Is this this is what I deal with on it. I'm learning, yeah. But man.
It's tough. It's stepping out of that space. So I actually decided I'm going to create something new for myself as of yesterday. And I'm going to call this something along the lines of, my 2021 manifestation, like mission. I know challenge and mission are very similar, but for me, it's like, all right, we're going to get out there and we're going to get it. Our mission today is going to be X, Y, Z, as opposed to the challenge part of it. I don't like that word because I go inward and I'm like, I don't like confrontation. I'm one of those Virgos that I like to be able to absorb what they're saying and take it in and then deal with it and process it and then react. I'm not a reactive person. So my mission would be to get up in the morning and have it all written out for myself and be able to go and let's get this done and cross that off. And knowing that if I didn't get all of those done on my mission, that I didn't fail the mission, that I just need to pick it back up tomorrow. So it's about that mindset. Absolutely. Absolutely. And think about this. The opposite of the word challenge, right? In the Google dictionary, acceptance, peace, agree, answer, decide, and win, right? Those are powerful words, accepting where you're at, knowing that what you did was your best work for the day and being able to move forward, finding that peace within, agreeing with the universe that you are worthy of it. Self-worth plays such a big part in manifesting, finding those answers within and then externally as well, deciding to win. That's the biggest part for me. I am deciding to win in 2021. I'm going to continue manifesting, bringing that prosperity, that abundance, that happiness, that peace, that joy, that love to myself. On that note, since we've got quite a few of you that would like some cards, I would like to do Kim. I think it's Siegel. So I'm going to pull a card for you. And who are you going to pull?
I'm going to do Brianna. Brianna.
Which deck do you want?
Yes.
Anyway. Super attractor for her?
Nope.
We're doing manifesting cards.
I know what we're doing. I'm aware.
Whatevs. Okay. So I like these cards. If you don't have this deck, it's a great deck because it doesn't have a book. You don't have to flip through it. You don't have to find it. It's all in the moment. It's exactly what it says. And so for you, Kim, you're getting the super attractor because they're talking about how you are very in tune with attracting things to you, bringing stuff to you, both levels. They actually want you to kind of go within and quiet for a little bit. I am seeing to where you have that busy monkey brain going on. A lot of us do right now, trying to tie things up by the end of the year. But your spirit team is coming in hot and heavy saying you have done enough this year. It's time to take a break. Enjoy the time that you have right now, the space that you're in, because you're going to get busier again come next year. Things are going to start rolling more smooth for you. And that explains why they said directing my focus onto what's thriving creates more of what I want. And that is, and the way that you're going to be able to do that, aren't those beautiful cards, is to go within. Now, remember, these messages can be piggybacked to any of you. If this message resonates with you, take it, right? Kim is the person that has her name in there and wants a card, but this message can be for any of you. Directing my focus on what's thriving, meaning go within, do that mental research, allow yourself that space to be able to grow, realize what's not working and move that out and be able to leave room for what is working to be able to grow. That creates more of what I want. So Kim, go within, allow yourself to just breathe a little bit and allow yourself to be in that space. And I will leave you with that.
I like Brianna's card because it's from the Universe Has Your Back deck. And it is, when I'm connected to my joyful presence, I attract support from the universe. And I like that because it is. And if you guys think about when you leave the house and you spilled your coffee, you're late, you're mad, and then of course you're going to get behind that person in traffic and you just have that negative, because, you know, even if it's your own fault because you overslept or whatever, you just have that something that kind of attracts that. And then you get behind that slow person in line at the grocery store, and your credit card won't work at the gas station, whatever it is. But conversely, when you kind of are able to leave the house and everything's going right, you got up maybe a little early, something cool happened, you got a text from a friend, you're feeling good, and you get there and traffic doesn't seem that bad. Maybe you hit all the green lights. That's what it is. It's about that vibration and that mindset. And then it's like when you are connected to that joyful presence, you're going to attract that, because what you put out, that's what you're attracting. And I have to remind myself of that all the time. When I feel that, like, you know, when I'm getting impatient or whatever, I'm like, this is not going to help me in any way. And I just take, you know, do whatever I need to do to get myself in the right mind, play, you know, be by myself in my car, or whatever, start playing some music that makes me feel good. Do something nice for somebody or whatever, and just kind of change that perception. And then the good stuff starts coming in. The good stuff is always out there. It's just, we don't always see it or find it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I love that. And if you think about the Hawkins scale, enlightenment, joy, peace, love, those are all high on that scale. Those are the top ones energetically. That is where we're most open to receptivity, as opposed to that guilt, anger, boredom, and acknowledging that I can put myself in that space, but then I can also bring myself back up, and it's transmuting that energy. So we're going to talk about that transmutation of energy on our next segment. Like, share, let your friends know. We're doing readings, folks. We do readings every Monday morning. You can call in. You can let us know on our Facebook feed. We get the information for that as well. Also check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit. We are still offering our $88 hour readings. I'm offering that for myself. Spirit Walker Nicole's offering that for an angel connection reading. And we also do readings together for a really all-encompassed reading for $150 as well. You can book those on our Facebook page. We will be right back after this break. Stick with us. We've got tools for motivation coming up next.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's just me, psychic medium Jamie. I don't know what happened to Spirit Walker Nicole.
She went to work for the Divine Agency.
Poof. No, just kidding. Today, we are working on our second step of manifesting. So we've moved out of that anxiety, the fear, the trepidation from last week, moving into that inspiration part of it. Because at the end of the day, if we don't make room for what we want to manifest, if we cannot release some of that energy, even if it's stagnant energy or old energy, or yeah, we've all been there where we're like, I am totally over that situation, that person, maybe that traumatic experience. And yet, how many of you have had, by a show of hands again, that creep up 10, 15, 20 years from the point that it happened? It could be something that as a child was bullied and all of a sudden something triggers, or you're watching somebody get bullied, kind of like you in the sandwich shop with that poor lady that was just bullying that girl.
Oh, I can't
about,
wait.
About
I need to tell a story.
Yeah.
There I am on my lunch break, minding my own business. And this could have very well been a moment where I was in a negative vibration, because it was taking... I was at a local sandwich shop and it was taking these, and it was a bunch of kids, so it was fine, forever to make the sandwiches. I didn't have anywhere to be. So it was fine. I was just relaxing and kind of watching them work and stuff. And then this lady comes in and loses her mind because she had called in the order, but it wasn't ready. But like, I have not seen a scene like this in a very long time. She was stomping around, like, and it's all clear, like this, there's no chairs or tables in there because of the pandemic. And she's like pacing and she's yelling at them. And I mean, this woman had to be in her mid 60s and just was just lighting up these kids. And I started laughing because I couldn't help it. I wasn't like trying to be mean, but like the display that she was putting on was ridiculous, but it was to the point that it was funny. And then one of the girls behind the counter saw me laugh. And so then she started laughing at me, and it was just a whole thing, but it was a very good, and I ended up giving them a very big tip and apologizing that they had to deal with stuff like this. I mean, there is kids making sandwiches for a living. You don't need to freak out, but it's a good, I don't know, kind of a good example of, you know, the way you look at things. Like, could she have just calmed down and waited that extra 3 minutes for her extra pickles? I don't know, but she was not trying to hear that. She finally got her sandwich. She went storming out. She almost broke the door as she was like trying to make a dramatic exit. And I think she has probably a lot more going on in her life, but you know, wish her well.
And that's a big part of it. So for me, I had a family member that was bullied as a child, and I went up to that bully and started getting in their face to protect that person. But that hurt me to a core that somebody would want to hurt someone that I loved. So I could see where that person's energy, wherever her space was, could trigger that memory to come back. So we have to work constantly on releasing stuff that, even though we're like, oh, I dealt with that and I was empowered to stand in my truth, still brings me to a level of just feeling it sometimes. And it's acknowledging it, transmuting it, sending it back out to Mother Earth or the universe. And I always ask them to transmute it back into love and light for someone else. But then that gives us that opening, that space for that energy. Now, and any research I've done over, you know, over years of working in this field about manifesting and laws of attraction and creating and thoughts become a reality, the one thing I never see happen, and this is something that my team brought up in the middle of a reading this weekend and has stuck with me, is that we also want to shield ourselves if we're having a bad day. So if that lady is having a day in a moment, if she would have shielded her own energy and worked through it and kind of called in her divine agency. I love that term. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
That's going to stick.
And was working through it. We can put up shields knowing that maybe the energy that we give off isn't the best. And maybe we don't want to put that out onto others because we're all empaths. So if you heard my show last week, 11 o'clock for Eye of Soul, we talked about being an empath. and allowing ourselves, well, we have to kind of plug myself. Hello. Wow. We've got to remind ourselves too, that we are also in control of our own energy and how that affects others. So if you live in a household with more than one of you, you're going to understand what that means. You know, if I'm having a cranky day or I've got a lot going on and my kids are driving me crazy, I'm putting out that energy. They're absorbing it. They're starting to feed off of mine. But if I could create that shield, that barrier, when I'm feeling that emotion, I can work through it, right? So that's the number one tools, being able to work through our emotions, being able to shield ourselves, being able to go within and transmute it.
And it's a good thing. I'm sure everybody listening, think about, have you ever really thought about the fact that when you come home after whatever you've done all day and you walk in there and like your family's there, maybe the husband, the wife, the kids, the dog or whatever, you know, like they don't have to say anything. You can tell exactly if something's wrong, if somebody's upset, what's going on. But like you walk into that energy and bam, there you're in it, you know? And so if you didn't protect yourself or if you don't realize it, you're going to get sucked in just like, but like it's not like you know, the husband has to make an announcement that he's displeased, you know, it's just this weird thing that he's doing.
I would be like, and bye-bye.
I don't think you're allowed to make that gesture.
That's Friends.
Oh, sorry.
That's from the Friends episode. Come on, people. But on that note, now we are getting to readings. The whole last segment is all based on readings. So stick with us on this part because you're going to want some of these tools. When we're in that mindset, the first tool is who can they call in?
Oh, you call in your spirit team. You can call in Archangel Michael to kind of clear the place out. Anything, any negative energy, and just kind of, again, it doesn't have to be any like big ceremony or anything. Have them come in, clear that energy out, and just start working on that and just kind of try to sort of balance out the mood in the room. Or if it's too bad, just go lock yourself in the bathroom and have yourself a bubble bath and tell everybody you're unavailable for the next 2 hours. I'm sure everybody here can do that. That sounds like a simple enough request. Kids are hungry. It's fine.
Make yourself some toast. with that being said, you can also call in for these tools of motivation, bring an Archangel Ariel. Mm-hmm. And she can help you work through what we're about to go over, right? I mean, she isn't just nature.
Nope. She's finances as well.
Abundance.
Yeah.
Manifesting. So do some research if you don't know much about her. Archangel Ariel,
A-R-I-E-L.
And really start connecting. We are worthy of asking for angelic help in creating and manifesting. And I think a lot of us make that misconception of like, well, I don't want to ask angels for like money or like this job. That's what they're there to help us with because we're humans. We're spiritual beings having these emotions, this human experience. We're learning and growing. That's what they're here to help us do is learn and grow.
It might not be the millions and millions that you're asking
for. You're not going to get the lottery numbers, Lisa. I'm just letting you know
now. You know she's sitting there going, I've been. Yes, Lisa, that's what your voice sounds like to me. but they can help.
So what we can also do is vision boards. And I know that's very old school, but I realized also this weekend as I was really moving into this topic is that I made one 2 years ago and it clicked. It took me a long time to find the pictures of it. But the one thing is that I was manifesting a show. And I was wanting to work with more people and be able to help more people and connect more people. And it might have taken 2 years, but by golly, it happened. And looking at the other things that I had in my quadrants, because I'm a Virgo, so my board had to have sections. There were 6 sections, right? And then I tied things together. Everything I put on that vision board that I hung up for a year came to fruition within 2 years. It just depends on where we're supposed to be on our life path. But I put it out there. I looked at it every morning. I looked at it every night. I made that commitment to absorb it and honor it. And if there was something I needed to change, then I would change it. But I stayed true to really connecting with that vision board. Vision boards don't have to be where you sit around and cut out your magazines and put your pretty stickers. They can just be words as well, powerful affirmations. But having something up in your space that gets you to check in twice a day. So you wake up in the morning and it helps raise that vibration and connects you, like my mission for 2021. And then before we go to sleep, we really absorb that energy and we allow our subconscious to move into that space of manifesting what we want on that board or what we want on that paper or whatever you decide to put it on. And our subconscious starts to work with us and be like, yes, this is what she wants. Not, boy, I hope this happens. Also, your goal journal.
Yes, you should have one. I'm an overachiever and an underachiever in this area. So you have journals and you want to try to keep those. Then don't overcomplicate it like I do. I have like about 7 journals and they're all over. They're in every, you name it, a room, there's probably a journal in there.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'll pick it up and I'll scribble some things in there and whatever it is is on my mind or a message or whatever it is, I have it there. But, you know, if you're going to just have one journal and that could be like your manifesting journal or however you want to title it, but just get that energy out. Like, what is it that you're holding that it's in your mind? And when you bring that idea to fruition and you write it down, there is something substantial about that. And it kind of like lets the universe know, hey, you know, and it's sort of like a step in the process. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have those.
I like where you take your journal, right? You write your one intention on one piece of paper and underneath it, you're going to write statements, right? Laws of attraction. I will, I want, these power phrases. I love, and it connects to your intention, right? And then every day you're going to say these out loud so the universe can hear them, so that you can buy into it. We talk a lot in our heads, but so that you can stand behind it and buy into the words on that paper. And then you're going to write another piece of paper out, put the title up there, what that intention is. I will, I want, I love, all these feelings. When I accomplish this and I manifest this, I'm going to feel this way. It's going to put me in this vibration. And you're going to say them out loud. It does take work. For some things that we want to manifest, some things we can put out in the universe, we can put any of these out in the universe, but some of us really want to be in that active process of building this. And so those goal journals, they're like a gratitude journal, right? Maybe you have a page of just gratitude. Make this as powerful as you can vibrationally. And it will start to flow, just like they were talking about. Who was it that said that?
Brianna?
Yeah. So after we come back, we are going to help you guys out. We're doing only readings for the next 15 minutes. So stay tuned. Also, you can get raffle tickets through our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. We are doing a bracelet sale and raffle tickets. $1 of each sale, whether it's a raffle ticket or it's a bracelet, will go to the charity that we're going to announce on our Facebook Live coming up this coming Friday at 6 p.m. It'll be Ashley Tower, who is our psychic artist, LaShawn, Spirit Walker Nicole, and myself. We're each going to put a charity in a bowl and we're going to draw from that. So there's that out there as well.
Did you say a charity in a bowl? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put it in draw out, charities gets the money from that fundraiser that we're doing as well. So we will see you right back for some reading. So like and share, let your friends know. You can give us a call.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you've ever had a broken heart,
you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back. I don't know. She's delirious, folks.
Struck me as funny for some reason. I've never really listened to an ad like that.
Yeah, no, they're fun. I like them.
Sure.
Raise your vibration. Laugh today, guys. That's what we need to end 2020. We just need to laugh and raise our vibration. Welcome back. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Pencils. Today we are going to now move into readings, right? So we have talked about trepidation to inspiration, and now we've gone from inspiration to motivation and manifesting. Cough you. And so now what we want to do is want to help you guys by giving you some pieces that you can start on. You can join us tonight. $10, Release and Intentions Workshop, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to dive more into this, pulling energy out to make room for our manifestations. But for now, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to read Jennifer Ard, A-R-D, Jamie Fogel, and Susan Drake. So I've got you three. I've got cards ready to go. And if you miss it, you can go back and listen to it. That's the joy of this. So I want to start with Jennifer. Jennifer, when I was moving into your energy, I have pulled out of, we've kind of divided the deck today. So the you three are getting the super attractor deck, which is just one of my favorite decks right now to work with in manifesting. And I want you to really listen to this message, Jennifer. It says, my ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feelings and thoughts. So it is the everyday practice. And they are showing that you are very busy. You are a very busy woman. And we have a tendency to, you know, a lot of us, actually, this is going to also piggyback with Jamie and Jamie's message as well, is that we put everyone else's needs before us because that's what we do. And for Jennifer, what they're talking about is that it's time to create your own mantra. It's time to put the sticky notes up. It's time to keep yourself, your mind on you. So yes, you can be doing the 85,000 things that you need to do, but you're going to have gentle reminders all over the place. So LaShawn, our intern, is fantastic when it comes to this because she has those mirror markers and she will write on her mirror all of her affirmations, her goals, her manifestations, her intentions, everything is positive. So every time she's in that bathroom, she's brushing her teeth, she's doing her spirit team check-in, whatever it might be, she sees those. For me, I also love sticky notes. So remember that time I put sticky notes all over the mirror?
Yeah, very, very well. Very well.
They were pretty, but they had power words on them for me so that I could do that mental check. They'll be in my car. I will open up my wallet and forget that I put them. I also order them on Amazon, those little like business type cards with positive affirmations and quotes on there as well.
Yeah, sometimes they end up in my stuff. That's always fun.
Magic. But you can put them in like when the kids finally go back to school, if you're somewhere where your kids aren't going to school, you can put them in their lunch boxes. This is something, Jennifer, to do with the family and even Jamie as well.
Lunch boxes?
Then they're, what do you want me to call it? Lunch sack?
I don't know.
They're lunch boxes.
No.
But you can send them with people. Like you could have it to where it's in your spouse's car and all of a sudden they find it. But it's a gentle reminder, A, that you love them, that you're sending them that energy, and for them to check in with themselves. So for you, it's also realizing that you don't have to always measure it by that, but you do need to tune into that. So those good feelings, those good thoughts, how do you feel? And for some reason, I'm getting really flush and hot, almost like I'm in menopause. I'm not saying you are, but it's about processing and releasing. So you're holding a lot of this energy in right now that really needs to be transmuted. So being able to go out today and just grounding or earthing, or allow yourself just some space to call in Archangel Raphael to work on some healing light and transmutation of the energy around you, calling in Archangel Michael to be able to cut some of these cords and ties for you, is very important for you to start feeling free. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes them a minute to get to the point. It's about freedom within for you. And you're going to take flight and start looking for birds as your message from your spirit team. And when you see them, tune into where you're at right now and allow yourself to raise that energy up to take flight with them. And I'm going to leave you with that, Jennifer. I want to do Jamie because they kind of piggyback one another.
Well, I kind of did. Like, you say you ordered those manifestations. I feel like those little cards that you leave in kids' lunchboxes, I feel like I might have gotten the short end of the stick on mine, because the one you left for me, you said, don't be a dick today. So thinking
it's to raise your vibration.
Wow.
For Jamie. And again, these messages piggyback for all of us. It says, when I surrender my will to the care of spirit and the universe, I attune my energy with an ever present stream of well-being. I love that. It's about surrender, 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 allowing yourself to step back right now, allowing yourself to surrender to what is to come. Surrender is not a bad word. It doesn't mean we've been defeated, right? It means that we allow ourselves to go in and we give it over to a higher power, whatever your belief system is. Attuning our energy to the energy that we want to bring about. Now, Jamie, you are an excellent manifester. That, hands down, you are one of the best manifestors I've ever seen. And I feel as though you are a little bit stuck in the moment, right? You're looking around like, okay, I've tried this, I've tried that. We're not moving forward. A lot of it has to do with the pandemic and where we're at. But for you, it's surrendering. Just let go of any expectations. Let go of all the ideas. Clear out some of this energy. Refocus. I'm going to see you tonight for the Release and Intentions workshop. So we'll dive more into that. And allow yourself to just be still. And I kind of want you to try and be as still as possible. I know homeschooling four boys is a little bit difficult right now, in order to start getting some clarity for tonight's workshop. And we'll dive more into that as well. So thank you so much, Jamie, for tuning in. You want to do someone and then I'll do Susan Drake?
Michelle
Beiler.
Michelle's card is, I am the loving energy of the universe. And I like that because Michelle's had a tough year. She's a very good friend of the show here. And, you know, it could be very easy for her to stay in that negative vibration. She has been through it. But the thing I love about Michelle is that no matter when I talk to you or see you, there's always a smile on your face and you have this grit to you of keep going no matter what. And you somehow pull off. And I don't know how you do it. She has rescue animals and runs an entire farm and somehow finds a way to feed them and take care of them. And it's amazing. And thank you so much for what you do. The message here is keep staying in that vibration. Keep that faith going. The universe has your back and you are a part of the universe and the universe is a part of you. And together you guys can do great things. As long as you remember, just keep going. Keep going. I know you've had a lot of stuff happen this year, but you made it out and good things are coming.
I love it. I love it. All right. Susan Drake. I love Susan Drake. I'm so happy to see you on here. Susan Drake was a client of ours years ago and we did kind of a house clearing, land blessing connection. Her house wasn't selling. And so we really found some deep-seated roots within the land and ties to her. And I'm so happy to see that you did get to move to your dream space. Oh my God, that's so awesome. So the card for you I have today is, I am patient, knowing that whatever is of the highest good is coming to me. Again, that's a message for all. If we're doing the work, which I know you are doing, Susan, to create and manifest more for you of where you're at right now, it's about patience. It's about allowing ourselves to surrender in the moment. It's about allowing ourselves to be open to receiving what's coming and finding that self-worth. And so they are talking about for you, Susan, I see some cool things happening somewhere along like May type of vibration and then fall. Fall is going to be really cool for you. I'm not sure what's going on, but they are talking about continue doing what you're doing so that by October, end of September, a lot of this is going to come to fruition and you're going to start taking off as well.
I'll slam through this one. This is for Aaron. Okay. And this deck says the card you got is, in any moment I can surrender to the powerful presence of love through prayer, contemplation, and stillness. So Aaron, your team's talking about just being still, looking around and really taking some inventory of what's happening around you. I feel like there might be a little bit of drama going on, but it's time to just kind of step back, look around, figure out, you know, that whose energy is good, whose maybe you need to stay away from, and what's best for you. And the best way to do that is to just kind of be quiet, listen, and see what people are saying, what they're not saying, feel that energy, and then follow your gut, follow your instincts, and you'll be fine.
I love that. A collaborative card right before we go. This is for everybody tuning in today. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. And it's green, going with our heart center. Trust the universe, go within. We're going to do more of this topic next week. We appreciate you guys. Tune in. We're going to go and we're going to do our Facebook Live this coming Friday at 6 p.m. So join us for that. Like and share. We appreciate you all, and we will see you next week.
Have a great week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.